Sic Semper Tyrannis by David Pownall, with Nathan Osgood as John Wilkes Booth and Carlos Antonio as Davy. Sic Semper Tyrannis.
Boy, my error lay in believing in the unbreakability of the Union. Absolute. God, a sled induces sleep, doesn't it? There have always been two Americas. The older, wiser. The younger, more insolent and thoughtless and ugly. All our statesmanlike qualities come from the South. The dream of true civilization. In that dream is the ghost of the Roman Republic. The democracy of Athens, the closest we have got to perfection. Shackled to the crude northern barbarism with its lack of grace, style, principles, purity, the South wanted to leave, go her own way. But the North hung on like a master. The beauty of the South was always prized. It means something still. Abraham the Goth, Abraham the Vandal, has raped her to the point of death. He must suffer for that violation, and the North will be in agony once the dream of the South has fled. You asleep, boy? Come on. You should be listening to this. It affects you as much as me. Pay attention. Can't you get any more speed out of those horses, driver? 3 goddamn days in the wilderness. I'll never go on tour again. So help me. Snowed in, snowed out. Sit up and take notice, boy. Learn something. Now, I used to argue that if the North forced the South to break the Union, the remorse would be so keen, the people would not permit it. I've had to move on from there because the people seem to have no real voice anymore. The abolitionists have taken away the power of independent thought from those who are normally quite sane. How have they achieved that? By a complete misunderstanding of the Christian message. And an abuse of moral authority. I know your mother and father hold that the South should have equal rights and justice. The South is their homeland. Without it, they are vagabonds. Keep your eyes open, goddammit, I'm not talking to myself. Anyone asks me to point out a bright nigger and I quote you, shake yourself. Where was I? What has been the cause of all this mayhem? The slavery question. As if we hadn't lived with that since the beginning. It hasn't suddenly descended out of the sky. Slavery was one of the midwives of the birth of this nation. She saw it safely delivered and healthy, didn't she? Hey, didn't she? God, how many miles to St. Louis?
Oh, sorry, honey. I just can't. Nothing to do with you. Must be tired. In my mind. No, not my conscience. Yet. Coming to New York isn't the fun it was. Except for seeing you. I hate the North. I really do. I hate what is being done. No, it's not the bloodshed. Blood's always being shed. I travel everywhere. I see what's going on. Because I'm just an actor. All right. A star, if you like. I can virtually pass through the lines. The South is being destroyed, quite deliberately. If she surrenders, then the whole Constitution goes because her rights are enshrined. Sorry. I'll keep quiet. Let's just lie here and hold hands, then. Mustn't assume you agree with my politics. I do get on and do something about it. I don't care. I trust you. God knows I might as well. You're my woman. Though, medical supplies. I speak up. Got myself arrested in Philadelphia for telling the government to go to hell. Oh, a fine and had to take the oath of allegiance. Oh, I can take the oath. The United States is sacred to me. The idea, the truth of it. The United States, not the dominated states.
You may go. Oh, my poor head. It's really too early for correspondence. My dear Frederick, he calls me Frederick because my name is Robert. I wrote you on my arrival. Why, I never heard from him.
You should pause for the laugh on Wobbert.
My dear brother, t'other day, a rat came to my door, and some fellows came in and proposed a quiet game of poker.
Always said Abe Lincoln's taste was questionable. His special request for tonight.
Why, they wanted to kill him with a poker.
No need to wait there, brother. If they laugh at that, they'll laugh at anything. But this is Washington. Abe Lincoln comes here to forget his cares this evening, to let his hair down, to get outside himself. Last night we had the victory fireworks. Tonight, the facile farce, the smirk, the belly laugh at monstrous British check trousers, monocle, mutton chop whiskers, and the lisp, concentrated essence of baboons. Best line in the show.
P.S. If you don't get this letter, do let me know.
Ah, you paused there. Well spotted. Shrieks of delight will follow that moment of anti-aristocratic absurdity. Why did he choose our American cousin? The lead's an imbecile. When I was in it, I made sure they kept their eyes on me, not him. And I didn't do it by having even louder checks on my goddamn trousers.
Come on, let them through! Keep moving!
Confederate troops under guard. God, you could have spared me this.
Rebel bastards!
Lee's officers. Gray Ghost trying to keep their backs straight. The mud of surrender still on them. Oh, God, God, God.
Didn't see it happening this way, did you, boys? You were supposed to march into Washington and take over. Weren't them your orders?
Shut your mouth!
If I see one smile, one gloat, I'll blow. Got to get out of here. This a republic? Why don't they have the wild beast show and the gladiators have a proper triumph, parading those men through the streets like captives in chains? The North has been the most ruthless enemy the world has ever known.
Hey, look where you're going!
Get out of my way!
I have not a single selfish motive to spur me onto this. Nothing save the sacred duty I feel I owe the cause. The cause of liberty and justice. The cause of the South. In struggling for such holy rights, I can say, God's will be done. And bless him for not intending me to outlive the last of our freedom. My destiny has assumed its final shape.
Who are you pushing? Move over, man! Move over!
Take me! I'm not in the mood for fools!
And should the last bolt strike, I'll bear it patiently. And think it best, life is but short and not at all times happy. I feel I am right in the justness of my cause. There is no greater comfort. Amen.
Is Mr. Andrew Johnson in his apartment? Oh. If I write something on my card, will you see the vice president gets it? He's a drinking friend.
Don't wish to disturb you. Are you at home? J. Wilkes Booth. That should put the cat amongst the pigeons afterwards. Our country owes all her troubles to one man. God has simply made me the instrument of his punishment. The South has one army left in the field. If this vile government is decapitated and chaos follows, there might be one final opportunity to regroup the forces of the South. Here are the orders. I will kill Abraham Lincoln. Powell will kill Seward, the Secretary of State. Azarot will kill Andrew Johnson, the vice president. My escape route will be along the road to Port Tobacco, all being well. We will meet in Virginia, by the sea, and wait for our great action to work its wonders on the minds of men. They're not the best crew I could find, but they'll have to do. Not many brains between them. It's up to me, leading from the front. For once, John, do me a favor without asking questions. How many times have I helped you out, on and off stage? Did I ask for explanations? You know me and my feelings. I have few secrets from my fellow actor, huh? No matter what happens, however earth-shaking it might be, get this letter to... I said, John, no questions. Come on, we've been friends all our lives. Use this letter for me. You'll work out how. I've tried to use it for myself, but, well, I'm not confident the paper will print it. They didn't seem that interesting. It cannot implicate you in anything. You are... Enter a messenger. My lord, news from Wilkes. Come on, you've done it 1,000 times before. Once more for me. I have things to do. Be faithful, John. Yes, you can read it, but wait until tomorrow. Then everything will be clear to you. Farewell, sweet prince. I'll be at the show tonight.
Stay right there. It's Davy. Those damned hounds.
Yeah.
They're way over.
You broke your trail?
Went through as much water as I could find.
Did you get any newspapers?
Yeah, some. And something to eat.
Give me the papers. You got them wet.
Sorry.
Ink's coming off on my hands.
Sorry they're in such a mess, Mr. Booth.
Anyone mention what's written in here to you?
It didn't stop to talk.
I think it's only fair we should compensate for your possible illiteracy, Davy. There are things in here which affect you.
I got no time for newspapers.
You should hear. I don't want it on my conscience if we get taken together.
Well, I'm doing what I think should be done, that's all.
Yes, yes, I know. But if I can calculate the risks and you're ignorant of them, then it's up to me to tell you.
I've been part of all your plans, Mr. Booth. Went along with the kidnapping idea you had. Anything you came up with. I just want to do my duty.
Let me get this out of the way, then. God, I can hardly bring myself to read this shit. Would you believe the Richmond Whig could print such a lie? Assassination of President Lincoln, exclamation. The heaviest blow which has ever fallen upon the people of the South has descended. What does this sycophantic sucker of an editor know about the people of the South? Nothing. Here's what concerns you, Davy. Listen carefully. All persons harboring or secreting the culprit or aiding and assisting concealment or escape shall be subject to trial before a military commission and a punishment of death, with a capital D, if you don't mind.
I know all about that.
I must confess to feeling resentful at the billing I've gotten. The murderer of our beloved president is all I am. I don't get star billing with my name, just my deed, the murderer.
Everyone knows you. You're a very famous man.
Right at the bottom. And the smallest type they can find, they use my name, Booth. 5'7" or 5'8" high. Slender build. Mark that, Davy. Slender. High forehead. That's the intellect coming out. Black hair, black eyes, and wears a heavy black mustache. Makes it sound like a false one. Well, that's all the write-up I get. Bit niggardly.
Hey, does it say anything about me?
Ignorance can be a blessing.
Yeah, the people who gave me the paper told me I was in it.
Then there's no point in not telling you. Yes? Your billing is David Harold. A little chunky man, quite a youth, with a very thin mustache. That's two mustaches on the run.
They got a $25,000 reward out for me.
That's correct. Perhaps I ought to turn you in and head for Mexico with the proceeds.
Good of them to think I'm worth that much.
And a lot more, Davy. You can't put a price on the kind of loyalty you've got. What I'm going to say, I don't want to say, but I have to give you a chance. It's me they want. This broken leg is going to slow us right down.
Don't worry about me. They got $100,000 on your head. I can't imagine so much money.
Thinking about it, perhaps $100,000 is no compliment. I've been earning $20,000 a year, so that's only 5 years' work.
You've been earning that much?
How much do you earn in a year, Davy?
Me? Well, I never calculate. You can't be more than a few hundred selling horses. Well, why do they give you so much money for it? Well, just pretending?
That's a good question. When a civilization is on the decline, Davy, two things happen. One, they legislate in favor of their vices. Two, they listen to what actors say offstage. Don't let me confuse you.
I reckon you earned more than Abe.
Well, no one can say I was envious of anything he had. And now what have I got? A little nest here with the marsh birds. While you've been away, I've had some strange thoughts.
You did right pulling that trigger. Don't let anyone contradict that. Abe Lincoln cut America in half. Then put one on top of the other. We're not going to live like that, no sir.
My father hated President Jackson to the core. Said he'd horsewhip him. One of his friends asked the old man why he'd been so outrageous. He got a book down from the shelf, Plutarch's Lives, and said Shakespeare had read this section over and over and over. Someone asked the philosopher Callisthenes how to become the most famous of men. Callisthenes said, by killing the most famous of men.
Don't tell me that kind of thing. It's not why you did it. That's not why we did it.
I hope not, Davy. I truly do. But the actor's in there with the man, and that old daddy of mine hangs around like Hamlet's ghost.
They won't catch us. We're too smart for those bluebellies.
There's $100,000 on my head. The bounty hunters will be out.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Something I didn't think about. I don't know what's worse, these editors making me out to be such a monster, or the offer of such a prodigious bribe for people to turn me in.
No Marylander will turn you in, not down here, nor in Virginia. They love you for what you've done. They're rejoicing everywhere.
Tell that to the newspapers. I don't see that recorded.
Nah, they're just covering their asses. Well, why do you think we're being given food? No one will tell the Yankees a damn thing about you.
I did it for the South. She's been avenged, Davy.
They might have won the war, but they didn't win us. Abe Lincoln's in hell where he belongs, and you got the credit for putting him there.
If you were trying to earn a living in these swamps, wouldn't $100,000 come in useful?
Anyone who took that money wouldn't live long to enjoy it.
Next time you go, Davy, try to get a hold of the Washington intelligencer. I sent them something I'd written, you know, the whys and wherefores. That must be published.
Well, they don't get the intelligencer down here much, but I'll keep a lookout for it.
Is it a good idea for us to smoke?
We're well off the road.
How many shapes can a man have? A minute ago, I was slender. In this one, I'm compact. Even estimated my weight. That'll be for the hangman. They got me pinned out here. Was a long seal ring on little finger. Should I take it off?
Don't keep reading about yourself.
I'm used to that, Davy. I like to read my reviews. Usually under more comfortable circumstances. In bed. Where do they get this from? When talking, inclines his head forward, looks down. No actor would do that, would they? I always hold my head high.
Say, tell me about those girls you got in your wallet again.
I shouldn't have showed them to you.
Five!
Davy, it could easily be 500. 5,000. You'd seen my fan mail. They just couldn't leave me alone.
Well, let me have another look.
I'm sure it's a good idea for a man sitting in a swamp to be gazing at the female form. I gotta sleep alongside you, remember?
I just want to look. Oh. So which ones you like best?
If my mother was one of them, I'd say her.
Did you love any of them?
If I'm with them.
What a life you had.
Yes, but it all had to go. Did you ever see me act?
In Baltimore. Last time you were there.
What did you see?
Hamlet, Macbeth, Othello, Richard III.
Why didn't I take you for a theater goer?
Oh, I'm not. I went to see you because we were in the same outfit. Say, that fight in Richard III, I've never seen anything like it. I thought you'd cut each other to pieces. It was real to you. When we washed the other day, I saw those scars on your arms and chest.
I'm a heart and soul actor, Davy. I don't hold anything back.
Does having all those thoughts of Shakespeare in your head ever confuse you? You did all those plays in 1 week.
Does the earth confuse the plowman? Do the clouds confuse the sky? I've lived with all those characters all my life. My father was the greatest tragic actor ever on the American stage. Junius Brutus Booth. Died because he drank the waters of the mighty Mississippi when he had a hangover. He'd have told you what I'm telling you now. The theater is where things happen first. Then reality copies it later. Ah! God damn, I've got a shift.
Well, is your leg giving you trouble?
Hurts. Turning black around the break. What I don't need is gangrene.
Well, Dr. Mudd didn't do the right job?
The conditions here aren't exactly perfect for convalescence. We have to move, I think. Get over the Potomac somehow. I feel safer in Virginia.
Well, I scouted around a spell on my way back. There's an old boat pulled right up into the trees. We can't manage it by ourselves, but there's a bunch of niggers who'll help us pull it down to the water.
Did you talk to them?
I showed them some money.
Our American cousin, Act 3, starters, please.
From the wings, the stage is always so vast. It's not, of course. It just seems that way. One peep at him from this perspective, over the heads of the actors. God bless them. Then I'll get back into the audience. It's a cluttered set. I have to land right. Milk churns, butter makers. It has to be exact or I'll break my goddamn neck. Why did he want to see this play so much? Because it makes the English aristocracy look foolish? For someone who wants to be a king, it's a strange choice.
Go!
Go on, Harry. Start the whittling. Well, I have to say, when I did the part, my whittling was much better. Goodbye, my friends.
Miss Mary, I wish you'd leave off those everlasting dairy fixings and come and take a hand of chat along with me.
Lincoln is laughing. Got plenty to laugh about. Lee has surrendered. Richmond has fallen. He thinks it's all over. Now he has all the power. The South will no longer exist. The Empire of Abe. Pity Grant couldn't make it tonight. Two birds with one stone would have been better. Someone has scared him off. Someone who knows, perhaps.
Miss Mary, you're a darn sight too good for this country. You ought to make tracks, pack up, emigrate to the old roaring state of Vermont, and live long with Mother. She'd make you so comfortable, and well, I'd be there too.
Laugh on, Caesar. Therein ye gods, you tyrants do defeat.
Oh, she ain't proud.
If he laughs any harder, his head'll come off. If I told you that the Vice President, the Secretary of State, and yourself were about to make exits, would you laugh so much, O Emancipator? Beware of a great civilization in its death throes. Stand back or you'll get bitten.
By and by, the minister came. And I left the room.
And I do believe he had a three-day fight with the devil for the old man's soul.
But he got the upper hand of Satan at last.
Give me an oar, man.
It's easier if I row. You sit in the back.
It's a long haul, Davy. And the tide's strong.
If I need you, then you can sit alongside and we'll pull together. It's that leg, Mr. Booth. We can't keep knocking that leg. We'll drift a lot. It's a heavy old boat.
As long as we get into Virginia, we could do without that moon.
How do you think Paladin managed to kill Seward? He got right into the room, stabbed him a few times, and some others.
They mentioned some kind of cage over his head and chest. He was ill in bed after a carriage accident.
Lucky for him. Powell's a big, powerful man. I would have thought he'd cut through anything if he had a mind to.
He tried. That's all that matters. Kept his word. Which is more than Azarot did. He got nowhere near Andrew Johnson, obviously.
Should have let me handle that instead of holding horses.
I can see that now. Are we making progress?
I keep seeing lights. They've been patrolling during the day.
If they see us, we'd better swim for it.
The river's 2 miles wide.
What's that?
Yeah, niggers whooping it up. They're having a better time than we are.
Celebrate?
They ain't no better than to do that. My guess would be the men we paid to move that boat spent the money on liquor.
Aren't we going too far upstream, Davy?
I have to go with the tide. Perhaps it needs the two of us after all. Can you swing yourself around without hurting that leg?
You keep on rowing. I'll find your time. I keep going in and out of the thought that this is all an illusion. You know what I mean?
No illusion, Mr. Booth. We're out here and those patrol boats are no more than a mile away.
This old rowboat is on the stage. My crutch is a prop. And we're pretending to row. Or maybe the management has flooded the stage. It's a popular effect. Row. What is it? The man in the iron mask? Bonnie Prince Charlie. Moby Dick.
Row harder. We gotta turn.
What are you doing?
Getting us back. We're not gonna make it. Harder. Harder. They're coming.
They're not taking me alive.
Save your breath. We'll get into the creek beneath the bushes.
If you want to swim for it, I can handle the boat. I've got my carbine.
Shut up and row.
The hood they've got me in is made of canvas, covering my head and chest. It has cords attached, tied in such a way that canvas rubs against my face constantly. Getting food in my mouth is often impossible because of the pain. They never take the hood off so I can wash. I know my whole head is swollen and bloated like that of a corpse. This is how they intend to keep me until my trial, so I can talk to no one and tell what I know. That a lot of people in Washington wanted Abe Lincoln as dead as we wanted him and made no secret of it. As soon as he said the South wasn't to be punished and broken up, he didn't fit in with their plans. They had the hood on him like they've got on me. Gallows meat. Poor Mr. Booth never realized. He was avenging the South by sharpening the sword of the North. That's all I've learned since I was captured. I'm not a human being anymore. My country has been taken from the earth. Inside the hood, I hear him often.
Had nothing against him personally, you understand. Except one thing, Davy. When Abe Lincoln went to fallen Richmond to taste triumph and show himself amongst heartbroken enemies, he returned to Washington by boat along the river, reading Shakespeare aloud to his entourage. That's what tipped me over, using Shakespeare that way. I don't mind a barbarian as long as he recognizes what he is. He should never have been president. The votes were doubled to seat him. He was smuggled into the White House. The man's appearance, his pedigree, his coarse, low jokes, his vulgar similes, his megalomaniac policies were a disgrace to the seat he held. Other brains ruled the country. He was made the tool of the North to crush out slavery by robbery, rapine, slaughter, and bought armies of Irish immigrants who didn't care what the hell they were fighting for. That man's re-election meant succession. His kin and friends were in every place of office already. Trust the songs of the people. They are the bards, the troubadours of truth. Who makes these songs if not the people? Vox populi forever. That's the cry of our family. In 1865, when Lincoln shall be king, never, oh never, never. In 1865, when Lincoln shall be king, never, oh never, never.
Well now, when I think what I've thrown away in hard cash today, I'm apt to call myself some awful hard names. $400,000 is a big pile for a man to light his cigar with. If that gal had only given me herself in exchange, it wouldn't have been a bad bargain. But I dare no more ask that gal to be my wife than I dare ask Queen Victoria up to dance a Cape Cod reel.
You're not doing too badly in my part, Harry. When I delivered that line, I did a few skips and a jump. I like that. I should have mentioned it. But is this a night for kicking your heels if your heart is heavy? Not that yours is, you Yankee bastard. Next time my part is alone on stage. The young, forceful American hero. Having a moment in soliloquy, pondering, wondering about himself and why he does things. You're going to die, Abe. Die laughing. And your blood on the theater's ramshackle altar will wash away the shame of the South.
Keep acting. Keep acting. Makes me forget my blisters. This old tub is so heavy.
When Caesar had conquered the enemies of Rome and the power that was his menaced the liberties of the people, that the slaves, for they had no liberty. Brutus rightly arose and slew him. It was the spirit and ambition of Caesar that Brutus struck at.
Sure it was.
Oh, that we could come by Caesar's spirit and not dismember Caesar. But, alas, Caesar must bleed for it.
Too damn right he must. Is Brutus the part you played?
No. I did Mark Antony. You know, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I was reckoned too young for Brutus. Not too young for Macbeth, or Othello, or Richard, though.
How old are you?
26.
You've done so much with your life.
Too much. All I can do is go around again. You know the best bit of theater I ever saw, Davy? The execution of old John Brown, the abolitionist. I bust a gut to be present at that hanging.
That man was crazy.
But brave inside his idea. I'll never forget his expression, scanning the horizon anxiously. People around me said he was looking for rescue, but I don't think he was. He was looking for the future.
John Brown was lunatic. I'm surprised to hear you stick up for him.
I'm just sticking up for his courage, Davy. I need to do that.
Damn fanatic nigger lover. What the hell did he think he was doing? What were they to him?
Lincoln's policy of emancipation prepared the way for the total destruction of the Negro race. They'll starve. They'll be abused and maltreated. They will not survive this new America. They will need the white man. Without him, they have no place.
Well, they're lost. What are they doing now, wandering around? Nowhere to go, no job, no home? Doesn't make any kind of sense.
And that's what John Brown saw on the day of his hanging. And I'm convinced he knew he'd been wrong. This country was formed for and by the white man, not the black man. The black man is a blessing to us, and we are a blessing to him. I've lived among slavery all my life and seen less harsh treatment from master to man than I've beheld in the North. Heaven knows no one would be more willing to do more for the Negro race than I am.
I recall sitting in my seat in the stalls wondering how you must be feeling, blacked up for Othello. Mighty odd, I would have thought.
No. He was an eminent man who had slaves himself. The color isn't what matters. It's the history, Davy. The origins. The cast of mind. Didn't we free ourselves from England? Can you imagine the Negroes freeing themselves from us if Lincoln hadn't helped them? And is this freedom they've got worth anything? It's the freedom to fall apart and decay, the freedom to be pushed aside.
The ones with any brains know that well enough. But the niggers they put in the Yankee army, you can't tell them anything. Once you give a man a gun, that's what happens. Mr. Booth, you know, this time I think we're going to make it. The tide's bringing us round. In a while, I think we're going to be in Virginia. Shh.
Help me out. I gotta keep this foot out of the water. Well done, Davy. God bless you. Now we might have a chance. God, if I could get down, I'd kiss this sacred earth.
I'm gonna push the boat back out so she can float off, but not sure where we landed. There were times I didn't think we'd make it.
An empty vessel on the Potomac. The government of the reunited states.
Mother, what can I say?
For me, upsetting you in any way whatsoever is a crime. I confess I assaulted him on the train, Mother. Yes, I did, and I regret it. I know he's my brother-in-law, but he shouldn't have insulted a cause I hold sacred, and in such a flippant manner. If I'm the only one in this family to have these opinions, does that mean I'm automatically wrong? My brothers go their own way. That you don't agree with me hurts me more than I can say. Please don't quote my father. I know he was a Republican to the center of his spine. A real Republican of the old English breed. They can say what they like. I know he wasn't mad. Just always on fire to be free. Mother, through his blood and his father's blood, I'm certain my unborn being was in the saddle riding against the monarchy. I know it. If you don't feel the way I do, how come you and father ran away from England, eloped, and came to Maryland looking for liberty? You broke all the rules. Left father's wife abandoned, lit out. No. You didn't understand father's point of view on slavery. He said it was immoral, yes. But was he strictly a moral man? Wasn't his whole life a questioning of morality in terms of the real vital practice of a living society? Call it sophistry if you like, but my father's biography would bear it out if anyone was big enough to write it down truthfully. Yes. I undertake never to raise my hand against a member of my family again, no matter how much provocation I get. And I'm bitterly ashamed to see tears in your eyes and know I put them there. Forgive your son. He's torn in half, Mother. Feels very isolated, very false and conniving having to hide his allegiance to a cause he loves. No, not as much as he loves his mother. Nothing could ever exceed that. Do you remember when I was in the Marble Heart at Ford's Theater and Lincoln came? That state box is right on the stage, virtually. And I stood there, giving my lines, looking right into his face. And it's a deep, deep face that man has, like a wooded valley where there are caves and grottos. Mother, I saw every malicious sprite, demon, and gnome in that physiognomy of his. No, Mother, I'm not saying the president has got to be good-looking. I'm talking about an instinct I have, a natural response. An actor has to draw on such things as you know. Even my Yankee brothers know that much.
We'll have to go faster.
I can't. This leg is going to make me scream out at any minute.
Well, I'll carry you.
And that will be even more painful. I must rest, David. Leave me if you like. I can crawl somewhere.
Running and hiding. We got across the northern neck of Virginia and crossed the Rappahannock by ferry. That was our mistake. We were spotted, and Union troopers got on our trail. They caught up with us 12 days after the killing. We were hiding in a tobacco barn, being helped by the farmer and his family.
Do what we agreed, Davy.
You won't shoot me in the back for deserting you?
We're comrades, Davy.
They're gonna hang me anyhow. I could get it all over with here and now and take some of these jackasses with me.
A good lawyer could save your life. Tell them I forced you. Blame it on me. I was wild, desperate, crazy, all that. Go on, Davy, before they start shooting. $100,000 makes a man trigger happy.
Give yourself up. Talk to them like you talk to me.
Come on,
explain.
Bro. Get out of here! You're surrounded on all sides!
This is Davy Harold. I'm coming out. Don't shoot!
State motto of Virginia. Think I remember it right.
Under your breath. Give them a smile while you say it. Good luck.
Here I come! Oh, $25,000 worth.
Get out of the way, boy!
Sic semper tyrannis. Thus to all tyrants.
Booth! Come out now or we'll fire the barn!
Well, if that ain't worth $400,000, I don't know what is. It was sweeter than sweet cider, right out of the bunghole.
Need to see the president. My card.
Hey, get out. Who let you in?
The bullet from Mr. Booth's Derringer entered the back of the president's head. As he fell forward, an army major in the state box tried to tackle Mr. Booth and had his arm opened by a knife for his trouble. Then Mr. Booth climbed out onto the balcony and jumped the 12 feet down to the stage, catching one of his spurs on a flag, which made him land awkwardly, breaking his leg. As he limped off the stage, he shouted,
"Sic Semper Tyrannis! The South is avenged! I'm lame! Give me a chance! Draw up your men before the door, and I'll fight the whole command!"
Father, they're burning me out. Heroes can fight anything but smoke. Should have been with the Booth 200 years ago, holding down the king as they cut off his goddamn head.
No one is sure who shot him through the neck. They got him out of the barn and put him on the stoop of the farmhouse. He asked the soldiers to show him his own hands, being too close to death to hold them up in front of his eyes. They did this for him. He looked at his hands as if they belonged to someone else, then whispered, "Useless. Useless.
Useless. Useless."
The body of John Wilkes Booth was brought back to Washington and positively identified to the satisfaction of the War Department. He was buried beneath the floor of a government warehouse to prevent his grave becoming a Confederate shrine. In Sic Semper Tyrannis by David Pownall, John Wilkes Booth was played by Nathan Osgood, and Davy Harold by Carlos Antonio. The play was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.